ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Russian court says two of the defendants taken into custody for the concert hall terror attack have admitted guilt. Two more accused terrorists were brought into court today. The death toll on the attack now at least 137. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today again warned of the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding on the Gaza Strip, calling for Israel to ease cumbersome restrictions that prevent trucks loaded with food, water, and fuel to enter the blockaded Palestinian enclave. Speaking in Egypt today,
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid. Not trickles, not drops.
Donald Trump has until tomorrow to secure a bond or risk enforcement of the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for a decade's worth of corporate fraud. The Department of Education says financial aid applications for more than 200,000 students were incorrectly calculated and need to be fixed. This is ABC News. Opal Lee was 12 years old when a racist mob drove her family out of their home in Fort Worth, Texas, and then destroyed the building in 1939. Now Opal is 97. She'll move into a new home on the same spot by June 19th, the day of the holiday marking the end of slavery in the U.S., Juneteenth. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Habitat for Humanity found and bought the lot some time ago. They stopped looking for a new owner when Opal called to tell her story.
Times have changed, and I'm just so glad that maybe I could be a part of that change.
Gage Yeager with Trinity Habitat for Humanity is helping build the new home.
There'll be a lot of love the Lord and love thy neighbor going on as we celebrate and scream and shout and cry with Opal.
He says they'll help overcome an old injustice. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Holland America Cruise Line statement blaming an accidental steam release for the deaths of two crew members on board the New Amsterdam on Friday. The ship is currently at sea on its way to Jamaica. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin has an election April 2nd. While the presidential nominations are sewn up, there are still important matters for voters to decide. Here's Mike Moan.
Groups like All Voting is Local still implore voters to turn out for Wisconsin's April 2nd election. State Director Sam Liebert points to municipal and county-level races. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment to ban private grants and helping fund local offices that administer elections. It's an idea his group opposes.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded? There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The ballot question was pushed by GOP lawmakers who say these functions need to be shielded from any undue influence. In 2020, Wisconsin communities received grants from Mark Zuckerberg to help election clerks manage needs during the pandemic. Liebert argues permanently restricting donations would undermine election integrity, noting potential meddling from bad actors both foreign and domestic. And opponents of the question say election administrators are dealing with aging infrastructure and in some cases a lack of volunteers. As for the spring vote, Liebert says Wisconsinites could ease some of the pressure by casting a ballot early.
If they're able to vote early in person, that's a great opportunity. It helps make the lines go faster on election day.
Another proposed constitutional amendment Republicans have placed on the statewide ballot asks to further clarify who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That question also was opposed by many pro-democracy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Everybody, Todd Alba. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a winter storm warning continues for some heavy snow at times and windy conditions. Over 30 miles per hour accumulations will continue. For your Monday, rain and snow mixed precip, eventually a high near 40 degrees. For Monday night, rain and 30.
Right now, it's 28.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
We kick off the second hour of this week's Civic Media Spotlight by heading to the Todd Alba Show, where Todd was joined by friends of the show, Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen, to discuss some breaking news and give political updates from the week.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. I had a burp. I had a breath and a burp all at the same time. Sorry about that. Always great, Mr. Sommers, to have Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen on the show. There's a certain energy on Wednesdays that I just love.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that we got to have Pat on a little bit extra today.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we were waiting for Pat to join up, Todd did not yet know that he had. And he said, we got to ask Pat when he gets here if he wants to stay till 12:30. And then Pat, yes! So he was very enthusiastic.
Yes, it was like a genie just popping out of a bottle. Great to have both those guys along. They are here every Wednesday from noon until 1. Coming up in a moment, your chance to win some great prizes. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to let you know what's coming up on the show this hour. We're going to tell you what a World Cup soccer star, or as they say every place else, football. It's not soccer, it's football. I will tell you what a football player has to do with mega Republicans. I'll explain that in just a minute. And some, acronyms as well. Speaking of acronyms, we were talking about Scott Walker and Donald Trump the last hour, Trigvi and Pat. And one of the things we're talking about that you know, mega Republicans, Donald Trump going after people who don't really, in their opinion, are no longer Republicans. They call them rhinos, Republicans in name only, call them rhinos. So here now, a guy on Twitter, Melvin Edwards, I have no idea what who he is. I just want to give him credit. This was not my original, so I don't like to plagiarize. So Melvin Edwards tweeted this about Donald Trump and his money woes this week. He said, Donald Trump is a bino. You know what a bino stands for?
Billionaire in name only.
Bingo! Nicely done, Mr. Sommers. Wow. Ring the bell. That's right. A bino. Donald Trump is a billionaire in name only. A bino. That's very good. Going to talk about more of that in a minute. We were talking about former Governor Scott Walker in the last segment. The fact that he's going after Tammy Baldwin on Twitter, on X, and trying to, I guess, make fun of her because she's human. And, you know, none of us look the way we did 30 years ago and posting two pictures of her and trying to make it look unflattering of her, which I just think is mean and small and third grade. And I pointed out in my response to the former governor, maybe he's just jealous because Senator Baldwin has a full head of natural hair And, of course, our former governor, like myself, has male pattern baldness, which he does not want to admit. He tells people it's a scar that he hit his head on a cabinet while fixing a cabinet in the governor's mansion.
A brutal cabinet attack.
Right. Now, let me tell you. My former boss, Dale Schultz, sat on, there's a committee called SCRB. That's the acronym, SCRB. It stands for State Capitol and Executive Residence Board. Because the governor's mansion is the common parlance, but they call it the executive residence. So it's SCRB. My boss sat on that. And I can tell you for a fact that governors do not fix their own cabinets at the executive residence. There is a large team that takes care of whomever the governor happens to be. So this is just goofy, right? This is just goofy. So now on the phone line, 855-752-4842, I understand Dave in Madison listening in on WMDX here in Madison. Thanks for holding through the news, Dave. I understand you have some thoughts and feelings on male pattern baldness.
Well, you understand right, because the record reflects that you have perpetrated the atrocity of disparaging baldness. Well, you know, as Homo sapiens, as humans lose more and more hair, mm-hmm. as we become more and more evolved humans, we lose more and more hair. So, of course, you can infer from that that guys like you and me that are bald mm-hmm. are an evolutionary step above the rest. Secondly,
I'm not sure about that, but go ahead. Speak for yourself, but go ahead.
Anyway, secondly, I heard a Wall Street Journal analysis of Donald Trump's wealth. Apparently, it's about $3 billion, but he doesn't have sufficient amount of liquidity to buy a bond. And I just thought I'd interject that. Thirdly, thanks for your show. It's great.
Oh, only great because
very
of people like you.
Anything.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for the kind words. Really appreciate that. It goes to our whole staff. I mean, it's not just me. It's Mr. Zommers. It's all the engineers, the producers. I mean, Chris Pauls, all the folks behind the scenes that are on the microphone every day. They're the ones that really make this show go. So all the credit goes to them. I appreciate that, Dave. Tony Zimmerman off the YouTube says, as a balding man, I concur. So there you go. What are your feelings, I guess, on male pattern baldness? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Should a guy like Scott Walker, who's, and here's the thing, if you're watching on the stream, I mean, I can take my headphones off. Look, I mean, I'm not trying to cover anything up. I don't do a comb over. I keep my hair pretty short. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to wear a toupee. I'm not going to paint my head. I mean, it's just life, right? It is what it is.
It's just how it goes.
Scotty Walker, the former governor, he grows it long and he fluffs it up in front so that the camera, so when he's on camera, you can't really tell it. But then right behind the fluff, the big feather in the front, then you can see all the baldness behind.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That's totally okay.
It's fine. But this is the thing, you understand. This is the thing that I think that belies Scott Walker is that he's a fake, right? He doesn't, it's all a facade. And it's just for show. And I think his hair, how he looks at himself and his hair and being so vain about it, you know, authentic people like Trevi, other people, you know, I mean, we just embrace it. Be authentic. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, I have the worst toupee in radio.
I don't know if that says a lot or not very much because
yeah, sure.
I feel like in radio, you probably care less
right.
because, you know. Aside from if you're doing a live stream like we are, people right. just don't see you.
Coming up in a minute, Republican Party MAGA, what it has to do with a major soccer star. But first, time once again for Ride Into Spring.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
That's right. Time once again for our Ride Into Spring contest here at Civic Media. And before we go any further, the lawyer team here at Civic Media, our corporate counsel, our legal team, it is very important that we tell you this is a text to win statewide contest. Some people might think it's just in the city of Madison or Milwaukee or Waukesha. Not a regional contest, not a district contest. It is a statewide contest. The Legal Beagle's very concerned about this. So we have to make sure to let you know it's a statewide contest. That might be my favorite part of this whole thing that we have to do every day. But this is a great contest, you understand, because it's spring. Officially now, spring is in the air, although we might get some snow tonight into tomorrow. But spring is in the air. Look at the. I saw my first robin today, by the way, Mr. Zomers.
Not Voss.
Not Voss.
Good.
I haven't seen Robin Voss in a while.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I saw my first bird, robin, today. My mom saw one in Richland Center like a month ago. So I'm not sure what's happening in Madison. But anyway, so spring is in the air. And what do people like to do in the spring? They like to travel. You understand? We've been cooped up in the house too long and like to travel. Well, here's your chance to win a getaway, all-exclusive paid getaway to Chula Vista here in Wisconsin Dells, right in the middle part of the state. It's a great place. I've been there. I've stayed there. Great facilities. Indoor water park. They have a golf course there. Great staff at Chula Vista. So you could win that. And then there are subsequent prizes beyond the grand prize. You could win a bike. Who doesn't want to go out and bike in the spring? And then a patio love seat, outdoor love, patio furniture, a love seat. That's fantastic. And perhaps my favorite prize in the whole thing, you could win a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender,
A three-in-one blender. A three-in-one blender. And but who doesn't love a good three-in-one blender? You know, sometimes just, you know, get together with other people. You don't know what's going to happen. Just mix drinks. So,
you know, I could use a new blender. Mine's kind of starting to give up, but
really?
I cannot win this contest because it turns out I can see all of the words. And so that is cheating.
So here's how you are eligible. Right now, go to your phone. And if you don't, if you have not already, download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic. Download the app. And then you're going to open it, and there's a list of all the lovely Civic Media stations across Wisconsin. Find your station or the one that you like. It could be WRCE in Richland Center, News from the Center. It could be Mad Radio from Madison. It could be WAUK, the Shaw, in Waukesha. All the fine. Just pick one of the stations. Just click on your station. It'll open up, and then right above the red play button, there will be a text button. And you have to text us on your phone via the Civic Media app to be eligible. So the word this hour, the 1 o'clock hour word in the Civic Media Ride into Spring giveaway, text us the word golf. The word is golf. G-O-L-F as in Frank. G-O-L-F as in Frank. Golf. Text us golf to the Civic Media app right now, and you will be eligible, put into the contest for the Ride into Spring giveaway. The word is golf this hour. Now, you can text us once an hour, so you can do it multiple times a day, but only once an hour.
Yes, so the next one
I'm not as young as I used to be, so I can't go multiple times a day, but you can text multiple times a day, understand, and you're eligible to win, and it's fantastic. Yeah,
there'll be four every day. Yeah. Well, this is going on this weekend next.
And next opportunity to win during the great Maggie Dawn show in the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie will have yet another word for you to text in. So text right now on the Civic Media app on your station. Find your station and find the text button and type in golf, G-O-L-F, and send it to us. Golf is the word this hour. Come back and talk about Republicans, soccer, and what it has to do with acronyms. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Moving right along.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. To find the full-length content for everything you hear during Civic Media Spotlight, be sure to head over to the Civic Media website and check out all of the show's podcast page. Head to civicmedia.us/shows. We now head to the Earl Ingram Show, where Earl had a conversation this week about the nation's mismatching priorities when you compare how much money is going to be spent on this year's presidential cycle, along with how much money it would cost to end hunger in the nation.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I asked a question before we went to break. How much would it cost a year to rid our nation of hunger? And that number, according to Joel Berg, the CEO of Hunger Free America, has calculated the cost of ending hunger in the United States at $25 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. $25 billion to make sure that no American is ever hungry year to year. Sounds like a lot of money. Until you put it up against the fact that the presidential election of 2024 is projected to cost $1 billion. I mean, something is seriously wrong in a nation that understands that there are American citizens who are hungry, children, the elderly, who are hungry, who don't get a chance to eat three square meals a day in the wealthiest nation on earth. And yet, you know, we complain about food stamps. We don't want to give people food stamps. They're getting something for nothing. But we're willing to spend $1 billion on a presidential election. 844-967-2789. I don't know how we cannot think that there's something, you know, wrong, seriously wrong with that kind of information and why we shouldn't all be outraged. $1 billion for a presidential election. Listen to Joe Berg. Not my words. These are Joel Berg's words. Hunger in the United States isn't a direct result of war or crop failures or massive inflation. Americans who are hungry simply don't have enough money to buy food, Berg says. A combination of increased wages and improved safety net programs would be needed. So, President Biden has made an attempt to create social programs that will open the door, safety net programs, to help make sure that all Americans are fed. And there are people standing in the way and arguing in opposition to that. Oh, no. We can't feed people. And people should be able to feed themselves. This is America, and, you know, I'm able to feed my family, and so we've got to stop handing out things to people. people actually have people in this nation who actually have that kind of predisposition. And don't want to offer assistance and help. 48 million Americans don't get enough to eat every day. 48 million Americans. Not my words. And yet we have people who don't want to support their fellow countrymen. They would prefer that they starve. Well, it's America, and they should be able to make it. You know, America's for the hardy. What are you talking about, man? They're going to spend $100 billion. Excuse me, $10 billion. $10 billion on, no, excuse me, $1 billion. $1 billion on the 2024 presidential election. $10.2 billion will be spent on advertising, including everything from broadcast TV, cable, TV, radio, and social media. Again, $25 billion to pay and make sure that every American citizen gets a chance to eat three square meals a day. $25 billion. But they're going to spend $10.2 billion on broadcast TV, cable, radio, and advertising for the presidential election, not to mention $1 billion itself spent on the elections. 844-967-2789. Maybe you don't see that as an issue. You know, you haven't given it any thought. But I'm bringing it to you now. Do you have a thought on that? Does it make any sense? You know, I get it. Oh, it's election time. It's all around us. And so hungry people we don't see. We don't get to see much, but I do. Where I live, I see a lot of hungry people. There are people hungry in urban areas. There are people hungry in rural areas. And yet we, for whatever reason, cannot bring ourselves, as Tom always says, we the people are the government. If we see that our government is doing the wrong thing, and we as American citizens can't organize enough or bring pressure on our government to make sure we feed the American people. You know, I mean, I'm not one of those people. So, you know, I'm not worried about whether or not there's going to be three square meals in my home. I'm able and blessed enough to be able to provide that. But many people aren't. And when you can throw away money the way it's being thrown away now, when you're talking about the amount of money that's being spent on political elections, come on, wouldn't we be much better served to use that money to make sure, as Dr. King said, I know where the best place to spend that money or to put that food that's stored in warehouses that goes bad in the wrinkled stomachs of children all over the world? Come on. That's ridiculous. Should be outraged. I'm going to continue, you know, this morning on my rant about, you know, what is wrong, what is going on inside of this nation that should be exposed. And, you know, we're going to come back. And maybe you didn't know it, but troops are on the ground. United States troops are on the ground in Taiwan. We'll talk about that on the other side. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A Russian court says two of the defendants taken into custody for the concert hall terror attack have admitted guilt. Two more accused terrorists were brought into court today. The death toll in the attack now at least 137. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today again warned of the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding on the Gaza Strip, calling for Israel to ease cumbersome restrictions that prevent trucks loaded with food, water, and fuel to enter the blockaded Palestinian enclave. Speaking in Egypt today,
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need